Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. And on today's program, we have a very heavy subject to share with you about. It's the subject of forced abortion. I've just come out of the green room and talking with our guests, and I'm very emotional, and I'm sure that you will be too. So get your Kleenex boxes ready, because God wants to share with you something very deep on his heart, something that means a lot to him. And so with us, we have Reggie Littlejohn. It's wonderful to have you with us. And Reggie, you are an attorney who has taken up a cause that is very important, and we're so proud of you. But could you share with our viewers a little bit about your background and your experience and what you gave up in order to do what you're doing right now?
Well, Patricia, it's a great honor to be here. And I'm an attorney. I am a graduate of Yale Law School. I'm trained as a complex commercial litigator, but I represented Chinese refugees in their cases for political asylum. And my first refugee was forcibly sterilized from China. And at that time, I knew that China had a one-child policy, but I did not know that it is currently enforced through forced abortion, forced sterilization, and infanticide. And in 2003, I got very ill. I felt like I was going to die. I was disabled for 5 years,
wow.
Completely disabled for about 5 years. And during that time, I feel the Lord shifted my focus from making a lot of money as a complex commercial litigator to simply devoting all of my energy towards the women and the babies of China. You know, the one-child policy affects one-fifth of the population of the entire earth. There's 1.3 billion people who are under this. And I have testified 6 times at the United States Congress, 2 times at the European Parliament, at the British Parliament, the Irish Parliament. I've briefed the White House, the Vatican, and the State Department. And just doors have been flying open because people don't realize that this is happening. And I am able to provide them with the documentation of the truth of what's happening in China.
And so right now, we're going to show a little clip, and I'm just going to give you a heads up and get your Kleenex boxes ready. This will rattle you, but in a nutshell, it will show you kind of an overview of what we're going to be speaking about in this program. So let's go to that clip right now.
I'm a litigation attorney, and in the 90s, I represented a client who had escaped China. I represented her in her case for political asylum in the United States, and she had been forcibly sterilized. That was my introduction to the reality behind the one-child policy. In fact, China's one-child policy causes more violence against women and girls than any other official policy on earth. I call it China's war on women and girls. When I say forced abortion, I mean women are literally dragged out of their homes or off the streets. They can be jailed in family planning jail cells, forced to abort children that they want. And this can happen all the way up to the 9th month of pregnancy. Some of these forced abortions are so violent that the women themselves die along with their full-term babies. One case that I'll never forget is of a young woman who was 7 months pregnant without a birth permit. So that would be an illegal pregnancy, who was walking down the street, and she was grabbed by family planning cadres, dragged off the street, strapped down to a table, forced to abort the baby that she very desperately wanted. And in the end, one of the medical personnel came to her with a body of her aborted baby and said, "You need to pay for this so that we can dispose of the body." And she said she didn't have any money, so they just laid that body right next to her in the bed. And I've got a photograph of her looking down and just grieving the loss
of this 7-month-old baby that was forcibly aborted. It does not matter whether you are pro-choice or pro-life on this issue. No one supports forced abortion because it's not a choice. And this violence must stop. My goal in establishing Women's Rights Without Frontiers is to end forced abortion and sexual slavery in China. And to that end, I have testified before Congress. I've addressed the European Parliament, briefed the White House. When I started this several years ago, no one was talking about the one-child policy. And now, because of the documentation that has been generated, two things have happened. Number one, the Chinese Communist Party cannot deny that the one-child policy is enforced through forced abortion, forced sterilization, and infanticide. And number two, it seems that almost everybody is talking about it at this point. It's become a household issue. Stop the violence. End China's war on women. Forced abortion is not a choice.
Well, I know that you are probably very deeply touched by that clip, and we're just going to discuss the content of that a little bit more, Reggie, because when I first heard, I had no idea, actually, and I'm sure that most of our viewers have never knew that this was going on, like, you know, the whole thing of forced abortion. And I know that, you know, you're not taking a stand on this program at all, whether it's, you know, pro-life or pro-choice. That's not your message at this time. Your message is this whole thing of bringing awareness about forced abortion. And in the green room, you were telling me even up to 9 months sometimes these are happening. So I just want you to share just what exactly is happening and how it happens and why it happens. So, you know, just share from your heart, you know, your experiences and enlighten us.
Well, first of all, I'd like the viewers to get an idea of the scope of this problem. In the United States, since 1973, when the Roe v. Wade decision was made, we've had about 53 million abortions. In China, the Chinese Communist Party boasts that since the one-child policy was instituted in 1980, they have prevented 400 million lives. That is greater than the entire population of the United States.
Wow.
Now, the Chinese Communist Party reported a couple years ago that they have approximately 13 million abortions a year.
That's low, isn't it?
It's staggering. So that comes out to about 35,000 a day, or more than 1,400 an hour, and many of these are forced.
Yeah, and that's not all the reported ones either. That's probably a much bigger number than that. So tell us about this forced abortion. Like, who would be the entities that force them? Like, how would a woman be forced to abort her child?
This is the government, the Chinese Communist Party, population control machine, deciding that that the woman is illegally pregnant, meaning she's pregnant without a birth permit.
And so you have to have a permit order to get pregnant.
Right, you have to have a permit. In most areas of China, you have to have a permit to have your first child. Certainly in areas where you can have a second child, you have to have a permit. But yeah, if you don't have a birth permit.
So not every area you can have two children, just in some areas?
Yes, the one-child policy is not uniformly enforced.
Okay.
And so most of China, two-thirds of China can have only one child. So you've got the cities where you've got a pretty strict one-child rule. There are certain exceptions. Mm-hmm. Then you have the countryside where if your first child is a girl, they will allow you to have a second child, usually. But that also opens up the whole issue of gendercide, because where the first child is girl, then on the second child,
right.
many people really are trying for a boy, and you get gender ratios like 140 boys born, right. 168 boys, 180, 190 boys born for every 100 girls born because of the sex-selective abortion of baby
right.
girls.
And we were going to share a whole program on that whole thing
right.
of gendercide, because it's a big issue in itself.
That's right.
So when the family planning police come out and they realize, hey, just a minute, you are pregnant, and which would be obviously after 5 or 6 months, they would determine that without a permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get a permit. You are pregnant, obviously, so we're going to abort your baby. Is that the way? Is that kind of a recap of how it happens?
That's the way it often happens. The other way it happens is that women in China have to go in for cervical checkups between every 2 and 6 months, depending on where you live.
Wow.
And that's how they check to see if you're pregnant. And often, if you are pregnant during that cervical checkup, you can't leave the doctor's office without an abortion. So that would be an early abortion. Then we have the late-term abortions, which, as you say, they might not even discover it till 5 or 6 months. And I should add that China has a system of paid informants, people who are watching women to see whether they're pregnant, so they can be informed on by their neighbors, their friends, their coworkers, just people who are in the village who are watching for women who look a little bit bigger. And then the family planning police are informed, and they will go and they will drag women off the streets or out of their homes up to the 9th month of pregnancy and force them to have an abortion.
Wow. Now, in the green room, you were sharing with us what that looks like. How do they abort, like on a late-term pregnancy, like 8, 9 months pregnant, how would they terminate the life of that child?
I think that the best testimony about how they terminate that child is from a woman named Wujian, W-U-J-I-A-N. She testified with me in 2009, and her testimony is on my website. What she described is she went into hiding to escape a forced abortion. She was pregnant without a birth permit. And so she was living in this little shack in the middle of nowhere, no light, no heat, no running water.
And she was willing to do that because she longed to have her baby.
She was determined to have
yeah.
this baby. And her husband would come by once a week and drop some groceries off for her. Then a neighbor found out where she was and came to her and said, Wujian, I want you to know they're beating your father-in-law, and he will probably die if you do not give yourself up for a forced abortion. What they do is, if a woman escapes, they take it out on family members.
Wow.
So as she was struggling between the life of her father-in-law and the life of her unborn child, she was discovered by the family planning police. They dragged her away. They took her to a facility where there were dozens of women who were in various stages of forced abortion, some of whom were on the floor writhing in pain. By the way, these forced abortions are done without anesthetic, okay?
Wow.
And forced sterilizations without anesthetic generally. And they put her in a family planning jail cell and injected, they found it, figured out where the head of the fetus was. They injected it with poison to kill the baby. And then
into the head of the child.
Exactly. They put it into their head to kill them. And then they give you some kind of a drug, I don't know, probably Pitocin, to induce the labor. And under normal circumstances, that baby will be born like a normal baby is born, except dead. But in her case, they were not able to induce the labor. So they dragged her into a room where she saw bloody handprints on the walls. And without anesthesia, they dismembered her baby, just limb from limb, threw the baby's body in the trash. But the nurse took a tweezers and showed her the dismembered foot of her baby. So she called her testimony, "My little foot, my lifelong pain."
I thought I was prepared to hear it the second time around, but I don't know if you could ever be prepared. I had the privilege just a few years ago of watching my grandson's birth, and it was just so beautiful to see that life come forth. I mean, that's what God is all about. He's a life-giving God. And here was this precious, precious little life. You know, you see the head and then the little arms coming forth and finally his little feet. And every part of him was so beautiful. And we would just weep. We were all in the birthing room just weeping because of this gift of life. And I can't imagine what it would be like for that woman who desperately wanted her child because she knew the value of that life. And then to go through all that she went through and then to see it so cruelly dismembered in front of her. I just can't even fathom it. I cannot believe it. And it's torture, isn't it?
Absolutely.
For the baby and for the mother.
This forced abortion, in my opinion, is official government rape. And it is a form of torture. And China has the highest female suicide rate of any country in the world. People ask me, how do these women deal with this?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the United States, if you have an elective abortion, you can go to counseling, and you can go where you can find healing. There's nothing like that in China. In China, if you are pregnant without a birth permit, you are a criminal. You are illegal. They will try to force you to pay for the forced abortion. There's no post-abortion counseling. And so China is the only country in the world where more women than men commit suicide, and in the Chinese countryside, three times the number of women as men kill themselves. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 500 women a day end their lives in China. And I don't think that that's unrelated to this forced abortion policy.
No, it's not unrelated, for sure. And, you know, because I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and most of our viewers, of course, are, is I really believe that life begins at conception myself. And I realize that you're not taking a stand on this particular program one way or the other, but I am, and that we were created to bring forth life, not to bring forth death. And so when there's death in the womb that is to bring forth life, there's oftentimes, and we've seen it over and over again, depression, suicidal thoughts, health problems afterwards, and it's oftentimes related to what took place with an abortion or a miscarriage or a stillbirth or something like that. And actually, I just want to minister right now to those of you who have even gone through abortions or had a miscarriage, and you're identifying with that right now, saying, oh my gosh, you know, ever since I had that abortion, ever since I had that miscarriage, it's true, I've been melancholy, I've been depressed, I've even had suicidal thoughts, or, you know, I've had these health issues. I want to say this, is that God's love is so amazing, it's so outstanding, and He loves you, He loves life, and He loves you. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we minister health and wholeness. We minister cleansing. We minister deliverance into every area that's needed to bring your precious daughters into fullness of health and wholeness from anything that happened in the past with death in the womb, in Jesus' name. You know, we're going to be right back. There's so much more to share, so much more that will shock you. But you know, if any of you are feeling overwhelmed right now, I want to say this, is that when your heart is overwhelmed, you can go to the rock that is higher than you are and higher than any situation that we might face in this hour. And God has a solution. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
Almost everybody is talking about it at this point. It's become a household issue.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Reggie, before we came out into the studio here, you had signed our wall. We have all of our guests sign the wall in our green room. And you put a wonderful scripture on there that I had never read in this light before, especially as we're discussing this topic. And so I'll never forget it. It's on the wall. But I want to read it for our viewers. It's out of Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12. And it says, deliver those who are being taken away to death. And so it's such a direct command, and I never really noticed that before, but you've taken that up. So we're so proud of you for what you're doing. And it says, and those who are staggering to slaughter, oh, hold them back. If you say, see, we did not know this, does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does he not know it who keeps your soul? And will he not render to man according to his work? Wow. One of the things that I find disturbing to the soul is hearing about situations of injustice, like what we've just been made aware of through your ministry to us today. But there are solutions. God has solutions. And when you discovered the problem, you did something about it. And so I'd love for you to share with us some testimonies of what we can do. And you've had some breakthrough already. And so why don't you just share in the rest of the program what we can do about this and give us some hope.
Well, there is hope, Patricia. As I mentioned, I've testified twice at the European Parliament. There was a recent forced abortion. Her name was Feng Jiangmei. She was forcibly aborted at 7 months, and Women's Rights Without Frontiers broke that news to the West with a very appalling picture of her next to her 7-month-old baby that was forcibly aborted. That went viral. And the European Parliament actually passed a resolution condemning forced abortion in China and looking into whether the financing that they are giving to the Chinese population control machine is being used for coercion. So that's huge. And I got an email from one of the people who was behind that movement thanking me, saying I was the one that really brought this issue to the attention of the European Parliament. So I'm hoping that that will start a worldwide movement of various governments, including the U.S. government, putting pressure on the Chinese Communist Party, who's hurting the people. Mm-hmm. This is not about being against Chinese people. This is about being against forced abortion, government-sponsored forced abortion.
Right. So China is an awesome nation with so much potential. Yes. So we're not bashing a nation or its people.
That's right.
But a system and some things that need to be adjusted.
That's right. So what your listeners can do to help is a number of things. Number one, they can share this program. Okay, to the extent that people are shocked by what they've seen and didn't know about this before, one of the main things I'm trying to do is get the word out. So why not share this program with your friends? Put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter.
Exactly. And, you know, social media is just massive these days. So get the link to the program. It's on the internet on xpmedia.com. We view all of our programs on that network. It'll also be up on YouTube and GodTube and different ones. And send those links out.
Right. And then also, similarly with my website, which is womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, people can go and sign a petition against forced abortion. They can take that video, the 4-minute video, and forward it. And then we've started a new program where people can donate money, like $25 a month, to help women who are either pregnant with girls to keep their girls, or women who are escaping, fleeing forced abortion. So, for example,
that's awesome. You know, thank you so much for giving us things that we can do. I just want to share directly with you that are watching this program right now. We are an army. And even if it was just one of us, with God, we can make a difference because God is so great. I want you to see yourself right now as a mighty person in the Lord who can make a difference. Do exactly what Reggie has shared. Number one, share this program so that there's awareness. Get on the website, share the link, spread it around the world. Go to her website, find out all the information that you can. There's all kinds of information, and there's forums, and there's petitions. And I want to encourage you, make sure that as soon as you finish watching this, go to the website on the screen and sign that petition. Sign it. We can get maybe 1 million people signing it. And also, would you please get on that website right away. Don't delay, and make a donation. Some of you, yes, so you can sign up for $25 a month, but others of you could probably give thousands. We need to move this forward for the sake of the preservation of life. We want to remind you that God loves you and that you are loved with an everlasting love. You really are, and we'll see you next time.
I'm sure that many of you, your hearts are just bleeding and crying from what you've heard, and mine is too. Some people ask me how I got involved with this work. It's that I myself had 2 miscarriages, so I know what it's like to lose babies that you wanted. Of course, that's not violent like forced abortion, but nevertheless, my heart just goes out to these women, and yet I've chosen to do something, and you can actually do something too. You can have an impact. If you sign the petition, if you give a donation, you can have a direct impact on what is happening to the women and the babies of China.
Almost everybody is talking about it at this point. It's become a household issue. Stop the violence. End China's war on women. Forced abortion is not a choice.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.